This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode 123, A Robot or a Dog? This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hello, everybody. I am so happy you are here today and tuning into the podcast. How cool is it that we can meet via a podcast and talk about dogs? I enjoy hearing from you guys about your dogs and training success stories, so please share them with me. I also appreciate hearing about topics you'd like to discuss. I talked about effective discipline a few weeks ago and want to thank Tina for sending in the idea. So thanks, Tina. I hope to get more ideas. I find myself this week feeling very grateful. I don't know about you guys, maybe because it's November. At my house, the leaves are pretty much done changing color. We're still getting a few color changes here and there. The leaves are falling off the trees, the cold weather setting in. I can even see snow on my mountains. And while that is not particularly my favorite event, any of those really, it does trigger natural gratitude in me. I start to feel thankful for everything around me. I can see it, feel it, hear it, and smell it. I know that sounds weird. I bet if you stop and think for 2 minutes, you can also come up with things you are thankful for using each of your five senses. Ready, go. Okay, just kidding. You don't have to do that right now. Maybe not right this second, but do take a minute or two today and try it. Just like the leaves trigger thankfulness for me, does your dog have triggers? Like I mentioned, the leaves falling triggers for me that Thanksgiving is right around the corner and I start feeling more thankful because I am thinking about being thankful. What is the trigger your dog has? Baxter's triggered by a new person coming into my home. He hears someone and immediately is alert. Recognizing this as a trigger for him gives me the opportunity to teach him a new reaction to the said trigger. For example, I've started saying friends and feeding him a reward when someone comes over. To help him know the word friends means good things, I paired it with his actual dog friends or people he knows and loves whenever they come to visit. In fact, right now, if I said the word friends, he'd head over to the patio door to look for them with an excited gleam in his eye. He's super cute. He loves, loves, loves when friends come to play. So with this word loaded, I can now start to generalize the term to all people who come over. Isn't that amazing that dogs can understand and respond to things we tell them? I also find that dog body language is extremely fascinating. Here's another challenge for you today on that note. I want you to observe your dog for 2 minutes. So I'm giving you two 2-minute challenges today. One, stop and just think whatever you're thankful for according to your five senses. Two, observe your dog. Now do this, you guys, without being creepy about it. Simply watch what they do from a distance. Maybe take notes, okay, when they don't know you're watching. Observe from several feet away, maybe a room away, as long as you can see them. What does their tail say? What about their mouth? How about their ears, eyes, body position? Are you able to understand what your dog is saying to you all through the use of their body language? If you currently live with a dog, you understand they have a mind of their own. They clearly know when they want something and even do things they think or know works to get it. Can you think of an example of that? I have a Blue Nine platform in my office downstairs. Baxter has learned if he sits on it and waits, I will acknowledge him and give him something great. So when he needs my attention, he climbs up on the platform and he sits waiting for me to see him. If you've taken some of my classes, you'll notice Baxter in the background sometimes sitting on this platform. If it takes me a few minutes to notice, he's pretty funny. He'll let out this grumbly noise. It's hard to describe in words, but I can tell in his nicest way possible that he really wants me to pay attention to him. It is not a growl or a demanding bark. It's more of a subtle tone that says, hey, I'm over here. Please notice me. I do my best to notice before that point, but I will say it is quite endearing. All right, do this for me. Describe what your dog looks like when you walk in the door after being away for hours at a time. Go ahead, say it out loud. If you're driving in the car or listening at home, maybe you're helping kids with homework or making a snack, I'm not sure, reading emails, whatever it is. Just take a second and out loud say what your dog looks like when you return home. We returned from a week-long vacation several days ago, and Baxter was beside himself with wiggles. Have you ever seen a doodle do a full body wiggle where they bend in half repeatedly and even smack themselves in the face with their tail, which is too happy to stop wagging? That's what he does. He wears his excited emotions very well. Now, why am I bringing up these seemingly random thoughts today? I want to discuss the topic of dogs being dogs, not robots. They are living, breathing creatures with brains, and good ones too. They communicate their wants and needs in the best way they know how. I know when Baxter is cautious, I can tell if he's a little anxious. I know when he's happy, when he has energy. I can see it in his eyes and body when he's on alert, or if he's even sad, maybe even a little depressed. I can tell. I can see it. He shows me. So he does his best to try to tell me using his body language. I don't simply push a button to see happiness or press off when I want him to be still on his mat. I know some of you are saying, but that would be amazing, right? If I could just push the stop button on the biting. How awesome would that be? I totally understand the feeling, but it's not possible, right? We have ways to help with the puppy biting. We can help you with that, but there's unfortunately not a button you can push that just says off. Instead, I help my dog see good choices produce payment and that it's worth it to them to want to do things with me. The key here is my dog is choosing his behavior. Sometimes I will talk with a client who seems to think, or want maybe, they just want is a better word, for their dog to be more like a robot. They want their dog to do what they say every time they say it right away and are frustrated if their dog chooses not to respond that way. Unrealistic expectations of what it means to have a dog can be upsetting and super frustrating to people. Remember, when getting a dog, or if you already have one, they are not a robot you can program into perfection. They are living, breathing creatures who need love and attention. When I question an individual on their own behavior and perfection, they often give themselves grace. We all recognize our own imperfections and agree, hey, I'm a work in progress. Please remember our dogs deserve the same grace. They will not always choose what we want them to, and that's normal. It is okay. They make their own choices. Here at Baxter and Bella, we can help you help them to make better ones. That's what trainers do. However, we cannot help you change a dog into a robot. That is not in our job description. I find when I explain this to new dog owners, it releases pressure they put on themselves to create a perfect puppy. You are so welcome. Go ahead and let that expectation go. Our goal is to help you see your dog as a companion, a friend, and someone you enjoy being around. We want you to have a healthy relationship where you care about one another and find joy in living life together. We absolutely love that part of our job. In fact, how about right now, let's play a fun indoor game with your dog. It's kind of rainy at our house today and Baxter was bored, so I pulled out his favorite red toy and started a game. It's called Find Your Toy. In order to play, your dog needs to know a basic stay and release cue. You get them interested in the toy, ask them to stay, and then go hide the toy. At first, hide the toy in the same room so your dog will win easily. And once they get better at the game, you can then start to hide the toy in all sorts of places. When you're ready for them to go find it, you say, okay, find your toy. Once your dog locates the toy, reward them and play again. If you want to see a video of Baxter playing this household favorite, check it out on our TikTok at Baxter Bella Training or on Instagram at Baxter and Bella. For free training tips, you're always welcome to subscribe to our website, baxterandbella.com. We love helping dog owners find the joy in living with a dog. Remember, no robots. This week, I want you to enjoy the tail wagging, butt wiggling, tongue hanging, excited eyes of a living, breathing creature, your dog. I'll talk to you soon and happy training. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, baxterandbella.com, to contact me.